Exclusive, Ken Paxton, John Cornyn has had his time and it's time for a change. By Elizabeth Weibel on May 16, 2026. Texas Attorney General and United States Senate candidate Ken Paxton pointed out that his Republican primary opponent, Senator John Cornyn, RTX, has had his time in office, and it's time for a change. During an interview on Breitbart News Saturday with host Matthew Boyle, Paxton spoke about how Cornyn has been in public office since Paxton was in college. Paxton added that when he has asked voters in the state if they can name one good accomplishment of Cornyn's in his time in office, people have been silent. He has actually been in office, in public office, since I was in college, and I'm 63. So, he has been serving over 40 years, and he's running for a fifth term. Which no one's ever done in Texas history. I have been traveling the state since April 8th of last year. And I've been asking the question of every audience, whether it's one person or thousands. And, the question is this, can you name, let's give them the whole 42 years. Can you name one good accomplishment of John Cornyn in those 42 years? And, the audience in every case, whether it's one person as I said, or a thousand, has been silent. Texas is swinging. We've got one hand tied behind our back, we've got Ted Cruz, he's swinging. We need another senator in Texas who actually goes and fights for us, and doesn't just represent the swamp in Washington. He's had his time, he has not performed, and it's just time for a change, Paxton continued. He went on to speak about how Cornyn has a really terrible record of having fought against President Donald Trump's border wall, being in favor of amnesty, and pushing budget deficits, among other things. He is a guy that has sided with Joe Biden many times, including on resettling Afghan refugees to Texas without vetting them. Paxton added, noting that Cornyn also sided with former President Joe Biden on the most restrictive gun legislation in decades. He's very aligned with the Washington establishment, with Mitch McConnell and the Washington establishment. He's not aligned with the people of Texas, he does not fight for us. He represents something different than what Texans care about. When asked what he would do to make sure Texas stays in Republican hands if he wins the nomination, Paxton expressed that he feels that Texas is not ready for Democrat Senate nominee James Tallarico. Paxton stated that Tallarico's views are so radical. As far as Tallarico, honestly, we need to expose who this guy is, and I don't think Texas is ready for him. Maybe California. His views are so radical, and he may come off as this Christian pastor. But there's nothing Christian about what he says, Paxton explained, adding that once we highlight those messages he feels he can crush Tallarico in the fall. Breitbart Middle. Ken Paxton, May 16, 2026.